This episode is sponsored by Ibotta. Instead of earning ridiculous points, why not earn actual cash? Ibotta is a free app that pays you cash for everyday purchases. Unlock exclusive rebates before you go out shopping, buy featured products online or within your favorite stores, and then get cash instantly transferred to PayPal, Venmo, or a gift card. Plus, if you sign up with the promo code FPT, you'll get a $10 welcome bonus after redeeming your first rebate. So download Ibotta today on iOS or Android, and again, that's promo code FPT.
You're welcome.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. I have a brand new goal starting today on this channel. I realized something. There are thousands of people that watch this show every single day, yet just a few of you actually decide to leave a comment. So, today I'm changing that, my friends. Here is your first mission. Scroll down to the comment box. There's a little comment box there. I want you to click inside there, then remove your hands. Release everything, move your hands, put them in the air, and then take your face and firmly press down on a series of keys. Just put your face on the keyboard. That will in turn create a bunch of jumbled bullshit. Post it. Easy enough. Comment of the day. Post it. Do it. If you have always used Android or you have never actually used the native Twitter app for iOS, then you may not know that the Twitter app for Android is total and complete bullshit. Seriously, the design is terrible, functionality is terrible, everything takes forever to load, if anything loads, period. It's just awful. And you would think, as the Twitter app for Android created by Twitter, and the experience that people get on that app directly reflects what they think of Twitter as a platform, you would take better care of it. It's like you had a kid, and it's like a little off, and you don't care about the kid at all. It sucks, you know it sucks, and you just stop loving it. It's got these old, dirty, muddy, raggedy, hole-infested clothes on. Just Twitter. Buy it some new f***ing clothes. Finally, it looks like they have nailed navigation on this new beta build with that top navigation bar. I have no idea why they haven't done this yet. It definitely does look more Material Design-esque, which is cool, simpler, cleaner. I like it. But if you have the navigation down on iOS and it makes total sense, why have we had shit on the Android version? Now, does this beta build look better? Yes. Will it actually work? Who knows? HDR video is totally the future of video. Yes, 4K is cool and all the pixels and that's so big, but HDR video, my friends, that's where it's at. High dynamic range. If you aren't exactly sure what HDR is, let me try to explain it for you. So, most phones can actually take HDR images right now. And when you do that on your phone, when you hit that shutter button, what it's actually doing is taking multiple pictures at once at multiple different exposures. So some are way overexposed and some are way underexposed and everything in between. The software then combines all of those images into one, giving you the best detail in the highs and the best details in the lows. They're doing the same thing for video, my friends. Well, apparently Netflix has quietly rolled out support for HDR video. In fact, since about mid-March, Marco Polo has supported HDR video, and as long as you have a compatible television, you are able to see it. And they say coming soon, more titles will offer the same thing, including Marvel's Daredevil. I understand, guys, more pixels is awesome, 4K is awesome, but getting just a beautiful image, a beautiful video with more contrast in the colors, more detail in the shadows, and the high points is way better than more pixels. Way better. HDR video, way more impressive. Facebook's F8 developer conference was today, and Sir Zuckerberg talked about a bunch of new stuff. And not all of that stuff is extremely important. If you want all that stuff, I'll leave a link down in the description below, but I'm only going to talk about a couple things. Now, you might not have known this, but last year, Facebook rolled out support for profile videos. 7-second videos that you could use to replace your profile image on your Facebook profile. Now they're actually adding more support for that same thing, so now you can make your 7-second videos within other apps like Vine or Instagram's Boomerang or Masquerade. Miscord? Masquerade? MSQRD, the app that Facebook just acquired. Speaking of video, they're also adding support for different cameras than just your smartphone camera when it comes to Facebook Live. So this will be done within other apps, other third-party apps. So Fuckerberg showed an example of a drone. So a drone with a camera on it was flying around, but the app could actually connect to Facebook Live and stream from the camera on the drone. So I would assume similar things can happen with like the GoPros and whatnot. Super cool stuff. If you're that interested in Facebook Live to use a drone to stream, cool. You do you, or whatever Kevin Hart says. Guys, the HTC 10 has officially been announced, and if we're being honest, it's nothing we didn't see yesterday. The design, well, it's definitely an HTC phone. It combines basically the design of the M9 with the A9, puts it together, boom, you got the M10. There's a 5.2-inch Quad HD Super LCD 5 display. HTC says it displays 30% more color than last year's phone. That screen is covered in Gorilla Glass, and it has curved edges to bend around the metal frame. It's powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 820 processor with 4 gigs of RAM, with 32 gigabytes of internal storage, and yes, has a micro SD card slot for expansion. Thank the Jesus. The HTC 10 features a battery that is 3,000 milliamp hours, which HTC claims is good for up to 2 days of life, thanks to hardware and software optimizations. Now, I'm hoping that if you are a diehard HTC fan or even a hardcore fan of smartphones in general, that after seeing all the promo videos and the marketing for this phone, you kept your expectations at a very realistic level. Is the phone good? Yes. Is it a good upgrade? Yes. Is it extremely impressive? Meh. Is it going to absolutely save HTC moving forward? I don't know. We'll see. It's definitely a good phone, and actually, I'm really impressed with the software on this. So HTC Sense is not that intrusive. It's actually really close to stock Android. So HTC, my friend, you get a nice handshake. This is. You're shaking my hand, sort of. You're not at all shaking my hand. Just. But if we were in person and stuff, I would totally just. Okay. Yo, that's the show. Hopefully you liked it or learned something. If you did, make sure to hit that subscribe button down below. If you haven't already, click it or tick it. We also have a Twitter. You can follow us, bam, right over there. This was day 2 out of 5 this week. Yes, there's 5 episodes being uploaded this week. So I will see you tomorrow.